Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 10th edition, Pork Fest X, the final evening. It's going to wrap up tomorrow, probably around noon. The number here, by the way, for you to contact us tonight is 855-450-FREE. That is a toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. Again, that's 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can call in about absolutely anything that you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Though tonight we will be having some special guests in our studio. The beautiful Rogers Campground is the location. Bit of a rainy, drizzly day here at Pork Fest, but the energy is still there. People are still having a good time. It's been a long, I think, wonderful week. The weather has cooperated for the most part. And looking back on the last week, for me, it's been a nice, relaxing working vacation. But one of the most fun parts about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and this is a fest that brings liberty-loving people together from all around the world to the same place to kind of give you a taste of what it's like to be around people who care about freedom all the time. You know, it's great for a week, but imagine what it's like for all year or the rest of your life. That's what we're doing with the Free State Project, where over 1,100 people who love liberty they're already here in New Hampshire. Early movers like myself are here as part of the Free State Project, and there are over 14,000 who have pledged to make the move, and I imagine the number of signers has gone up this week, because I understand they've been signing people up at the registration booth this year and have been very successful with that. So the number of new people that is here this year is absolutely fantastic, and we have one of those newbies on our third microphone here tonight. Gina Kirby is with me, and Gina, good evening. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, you do your own radio show, isn't that right?
Yes, I do. I've been doing it for 6 years. We started out on AM, and then we went on to FM, and now we're on the Internet.
6 years. What inspired you to start a radio show, and what's it called?
Well, what inspired me was I started out as a mom. I became pregnant, and then I had my baby in the system, is what I like to call it, at the hospital. And I got to learn the hard way that I didn't have the freedoms that I thought I did, and I didn't know what my choices or my rights were.
It sucks that so many people have to learn that the hard way.
Yeah, and they do, and that's usually what happens, and that's how I kind of got into activism. And one day my husband said to me, you know, it's a bummer that you only get to talk to a small certain amount of people at a time. It's too bad you don't have your own radio show. So about 3 weeks after that, I had my own radio show.
So you were buying time on a local AM station?
No. went out to different radio stations. I finally ran out of them, and I got to the very last one, and I got lucky. The GM had just had a baby, or his wife had just had two twin boys, and he was a mess. And he liked the idea of having a place to turn to ask questions.
Wow, so you actually pitched them on the show, and they said, that sounds good, and we'll put you on the air.
That sounds great. And it was the name of the station was the Valley. Their tagline was The Valley's Progressive Talk Radio. And so he said, what do you want to call your show? And so I pulled like a Kaiser Soze thing, and I looked behind him, and I saw the banner, and I said, Progressive Parenting. And he said, that's a great name. And so I've been Progressive Parenting ever since.
Fantastic. And folks can find that at blogtalkradio.com. You told me that off the air, but do you have your own website for Progressive Parenting?
Well, right now we're just GinaKirby.com, GenaKirby.com, and so, you can find me there.
So you said you learned some stuff the hard way about how not so free you are. Can you give me an example?
Yeah, I think parents go in really trusting the system. They think, I'm going to have a baby, so the place I need to go to is this big, shiny hospital, and I'm going to feel really safe there, and whatever I ask for, they're going to do, and it's going to be great. And what you find is that when you go in there, you are kind of put through a machine, essentially. Every woman is treated the same way. It's this universal treatment that happens, and you really don't get the say that you think you're going to. And essentially, you know, you have this authority in a white jacket who says, well, you need to do this for the safety of the baby, without really, most women don't get informed consent.
And they take their word for it. I remember we read on Free Talk Live, I don't know, a couple of years ago, a story about how, I forget if it was the hospitals in a certain geographic area or whatever, but there was a shocking amount of doctors who were recommending cesarean sections, just as a matter of course, just because it was, I guess, easier or whatever for them. Not necessarily the best thing for the patient, but that was really scary.
Well, it is scary. I mean, we're well over 30% for the country, and the World Health Organization...
30% cesarean section?
Cesarean section, yeah. So, and that's one... You get three women lined up, one of them is going to have a C-section.
Wow.
That's major abdominal surgery. And the World Health Organization says once you get over 10 to 15%, then the risks aren't outweighing the benefits. Mm. And right now the United States is at 50th amongst industrialized nations for maternal mortality. So we have more, and infant mortality is equally horrifying. So we have more moms and babies dying around the time of birth than countries that we think we're better than. Croatia, Bosnia, just pick a country that you think that we might be better at health-wise, and we're not. It's shocking, and it should make people angry.
So you found the Porcupine Freedom Festival through a friend of yours, is that right?
Yes, yes. Katie McCall is a dear friend of mine, and she's a midwife, and she's like, you have to know about this. And I'm so glad she brought me here.
Tell me about your experience. When did you get here? How's it been going?
I got here earlier this afternoon, and my mind's been completely blown. I told her,
wow.
I don't know that I could, really, just from the people that I met, the conversations I've had so far, the movie that we saw this afternoon.
You watched Derek Jay's Victimless Prayer.
Oh, my God. Yes. Sitting there laughing, crying, getting very angry, picking at my thumb, like just really just kind of having my mind blown wide open, and really excited to know that there's people who think the same way. The whole idea of our radio program, when we put it together at the very beginning of every show, I always say we want parents to know that they're not alone. So it's really nice to know that I'm not alone in my way of thinking. I've never given it a title, but I feel really comfortable here.
I know that when I first heard about Katie's story, I was pretty shocked because, you know, you think about midwifery, I guess is how you pronounce it. You think about helping someone give birth, and you don't think, gosh, that's illegal. But apparently it is in certain ways or certain places. California is where she came from. Do you know much about her story?
I know quite a bit about her story. I think without going totally into detail, the thing that I'm hoping to drive here is the idea that people in America think that they're free, and one of the basic freedom should be able to have a baby where you want to. You have the freedom to have a child wherever you want and with whomever you want or whoever you trust to have at your side to have that baby, and to know that you do not have that freedom should rock everyone's mind.
She was convicted of a felony for helping someone give birth, right?
Yes. There's a truth about birth, and birth is as safe as life gets, but sometimes things happen. Sometimes babies will die, and you know what? A lot of them die in the hospital, and we don't ever see doctors being tried as felons when that does happen. There are iatrogenic things that happen all the time, which means the fault of the doctor, and you don't see that happening. There's something very ugly that's not being talked about, and it's that the people in power don't have to answer the same way that the people who are not empowered. And we're talking about being with women. That's what a midwife is. They do not practice medicine. They practice midwifery, and yet they're being charged as if they are practicing medicine.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it was just such, I mean, I feel like I'm connected with the world of civil disobedience, and I never would have for once thought that helping someone have a baby is a crime. And
it's one of the biggest forms of civil disobedience in a lot of states. Yeah, there are a lot of women.
I'm pretty sure it's legal in New Hampshire. I hope. Maybe we need to have Katie on here to talk about this.
I would love that.
She did not look too sure about that. So Progressive Parenting is the name of your radio show. BlogTalkRadio.com. You can find it there. Gina Kirby, GenaKirby.com, was it?
Yes.
And what else will they find on your website? Do you do, blog posts?
Yeah, I do. I've actually been, for Progressive Parenting, I've been blogging for, 6 years now. And so we talk about everything from baby wearing to, we even have an entire show dedicated to poop because parents don't understand.
Someone needs to talk about this, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. Poop happens. I think there's a shirt that says that. And we talk about the things that parents don't usually find in mainstream media. So we talk about circumcision. We talk about free birthing. There are parents out there who are deciding to birth even without a midwife, without a doctor, and in the privacy of their own home. Mm-hmm. And we talk about those things, the things that you're not going to open up a parent magazine at your doctor's office and read about. Those are the things that we talk about.
All the state unapproved methods.
Pretty much.
Going through this. Hey, Gina, I really appreciate you coming on here on Free Talk Live here tonight. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your Porcupine Freedom Festival, albeit the short version.
Oh, absolutely.
It's been an amazing week here. Gina Kirby sitting in with us. Thank you so much for coming
here.
Thank
you. Thank you for all the work you're doing.
Yep, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're here live from Porkfest X.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like. Just dial in toll-free. It's a live... It is Saturday, isn't it? Yeah, this is a live Saturday edition, and we're here live from Porkfest X. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's a beautiful website. We'll give you a little intro and overview of what this event is. It's the Free State Project that puts it on once a year, and it attracts such a great group of people. And this year, it attracted a huge group of brand new people. Were you at the group photo today, Mark Edge? Who
yes, I
played?
Did.
Did you look at the crowd when they did the V symbol? I don't know if it was for victory or voluntary, but they asked everyone in the crowd who was brand new at the end of the group picture, where everybody lines up on this huge hill, hundreds and hundreds of people. They asked everyone who was brand new to raise their hand into a V, and it must have been 75 to 80%, as I've been estimating throughout this week, brand new.
Okay, so I was out in the upper, out in left field on the picture, and this is a lot of people, hundreds and hundreds of people taking this picture. I couldn't hear anything that was being said, and I know that many people around me who were not here for the first time raised their hands. I thought we were all throwing the peace sign for the Bradley Manning picture.
Okay. Well, I think that most of the people here are brand new. It's been my experience that in every room I've been in, the supermajority of them are brand new, and it's just so exciting to see new people coming to New Hampshire, experiencing what it's like to be around hundreds of other people that love liberty, and having those conversations like Gina was talking about. Just she's only been here since 3 o'clock today, but within four hours, she was saying her mind has been blown. Now, one of the guys who is one of those mind-blowing types is with us here tonight, Larkin Rose, on our third microphone. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Always good to have you here in our little studio in the corner of the media room at Rogers Campground, right as we look out across this wonderful view, which is a little foggy at the moment, but hopefully will clear up for tomorrow morning.
I don't care if it's foggy or not. It's still beautiful.
It's
foggy. When these mountains are shrouded in fog, that's beautiful, too.
Absolutely true. And Larkin Rose, you make some really persuasive YouTube videos. You've also written a number of great books as well, including The Most Dangerous Superstition, which I had the pleasure of reading while I was in jail. And I highly recommend that one. You are I think you're one of the great thinkers in the movement. You are a good communicator as well. So not only do you have good ideas, in my opinion, but you also are very good at expressing them. However, we don't agree with everything. And I heard rumor that you were saying something at the end of the Cop Block panel this year that I missed. I wanted to be there when I heard about this. So I want to address that coming up next.
Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented event of the year, although Pork Fest, I think, is gaining on it relatively quickly. Freedom Fest this year, speakers include luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many, many more. If you haven't heard, the venue has been changed. Freedom Fest will be held July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. There's nothing like Freedom Fest, and there's nothing like Vegas. So get your tickets now. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. It's an event you don't want to miss. It's freedomfest.com to get registered now, freedomfest.com.
All right, so here with Larkin Rose at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, 855-450-FREE is still the toll-free number. You can bring up anything. Maybe you've got a question for Larkin. I presume you can sit in for more than a segment. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Great. So I heard I was at the Cop Block panel for the majority of it, but I had to leave early a few minutes because I had something else calling to me. But you were in that panel, I guess, not on the panel, but in the audience.
The one that happened here?
Yeah, it happened with Antonio Bueller from the Peaceful Streets Project, Pete Ayer from Cop Block, and some others. The guy from Cop Watch, actually, Jacob, was here as well. And you made a comment. This is third party, so you know I don't want to put words in your mouth.
All correct.
Some sort of comment about how anger is a good thing. Or that you wanted people to get angry about what the police were doing?
No.
Okay, can you clarify that?
Mischaracterization. What I said, they were sort of debating whether to be nice and try to win cops over, or, you know, one person was saying, well, I refer to them as pigs.
Right, I was there for the pigs conversation.
Okay, so I'd like to advocate against using that term, generally.
Okay. That's what I did.
And I use the term fascist because it actually means something specific rather than pig. But what I was saying is that I think the first priority should always be to appeal to somebody's morality and their reason, to try to win them over, to have them choose to be a moral person. Mm-hmm. Now, how often that works with people with badges, not a great track record, but I think that should always be the first step. However, what I was saying is, if that doesn't work, I do think that shaming and being nasty to them, basically intentionally putting stress on somebody to make their job miserable when their job is to initiate violence.
I totally agree with that. I fully support shaming these government bureaucrats when they do the wrong thing. Let them know you don't appreciate what they're doing. Let them know that what they're doing is wrong. Hey, stop that. You're hurting my friend. I don't appreciate that. That's wrong. I think that those things are, you know, I've actually said, shame on you. You should be ashamed of yourself a number of times to these people.
Right.
I totally agree. If they were receiving that from the more people who think it, because there's a lot of people who have thoughts about the police, but they're too darn afraid to say anything about it. But if they actually heard that more often from people in their daily life, you know, at the grocery store or wherever they were going, it would start to dig on them.
Exactly. And then I even brought that up, that if they never hear people saying what you're doing is evil, why would they ever reconsider it? Why would they even think differently about it? And I use the example of slavery. Back in slave days, if everybody had stood up in the face of the slave owner and said, you know, it may be legal, we may not be able to physically free your slaves, but we're not going to be nice to you when you're doing this. It's evil. And we're going to remind you of it every time we see you.
Not only that, I'm not going to let you shop at my store or something
like
that.
Get out of here. We'll have nothing to do with you. And so, again, first, I'd like to appeal to somebody's morality and reason. But if that doesn't work, I'm not above shaming somebody into just guilt-tripping, stressing them out when they're doing evil.
Absolutely.
Whatever it takes to make them stop.
I fully support that. I think that if we lived in a society in which that was more common, they would change their behavior. They'd be less likely to be so aggressive. And I think that's one of the things that can happen with the Free State Project. And I think we've seen it to some extent happening already, where you get hundreds of people who love liberty all together to the same place. Then they start to do whatever they're most directed to do. So, you know, go to a sewing club or a church group or, you know, you fill in the blank. Everybody's got their thing that they're interested in. And that's when you start to connect with people in the community who inevitably are connected to the police because it's a small, you know, it's a small place.
You can't not be connected to the police.
Right. New Hampshire's not a big place, so it's pretty easy to know everybody for the most part in a place like, for instance, Keene with a population of 25,000. So as soon as a liberty activist who maybe is a Free Stater or maybe a New Hampshire native, but either way, somebody who believes in liberty, as soon as they connect with one of these people who maybe heard the S talk coming from the mouths of some of the statists, the people that believe in the system, then I think that can counteract that in a very short period of time. Because there's a lot of nasty rumors that fly around about Free Staters. But if you actually encounter one of them and it turns out, wow, this is my coworker and I've been working with him for a long time and he's pretty cool, so maybe what I've heard about Free Staters isn't really true, to get them to reassess that is a pretty easy thing to do. And eventually, those same people could turn sort of against their police friends and say, you know, I saw Derek Chase's victimless crime spree the other night, and I didn't really think that what you guys did in those cases was right. And they start hearing that from people they know. That's really going to have an impact.
Right, right. And it's, I mean, the way people are, people rarely think about a new idea unless it hits them in the face 20 or 30 times. So
that's
if the cops are thinking, well, we're law enforcement, and as long as we obey orders, we don't have to think about anything. If they never hear anybody in their face saying, what you do is immoral, whether they're somebody screaming fascist at them or nicely explaining it, if they never hear the idea, why would they ever even consider it?
Absolutely. It's one thing coming from some hippie long hair on the street with a sign yelling at a cop. It's a totally other thing from people, you know, a guy at their bowling club or somebody that's more connected, somebody more that they can relate to. More coming up, though. Stick with us. Larkin Rose will be here, and if you've got a question for him, 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. We're live from Porkfest X.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$855-450-FREE. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And it's Mark with you, and I've got Larkin Rose here, and we've been sort of talking about, I guess, the relationship of police to the people that they serve. Real quick, I want to tell you about another way that can sort of empower human freedom, and that's bitcoins. Bitcoins are a peer-to-peer open-source currency on the Internet that doesn't have any political ties. And you can buy all kinds of things with bitcoins, including more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment from BitcoinStore.com. Many of these items have a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. So if you're looking for a laptop or a tablet or a desktop or a flat-screen TV and you want to get the best price, before you go anywhere, go to BitcoinStore.com and take a look at the prices. Compare them to other places on the Internet, and I think you'll find that BitcoinStore.com has the lowest prices on consumer electronics. Well, what's the catch? Well, you have to buy with bitcoins. You can't use U.S. dollars or Russian rubles or euros or anything like that. You've got to get bitcoins in order to buy from bitcoinstore.com. It's a great alternative, though. Check it out, bitcoinstore.com. So, Larkin, in the last segment, we were talking about, informing or perhaps shaming government bureaucrats that aren't serving us, the people, in the ways that we had hoped. And I think that what often doesn't get communicated in talking about law enforcement officers is that people who believe in human freedom don't believe that we don't need protection. We're not so Pollyannish as to believe that there's no need for protection or people who are providing protection services or things like that. We just don't think that it should be funded in the way that it is, and we don't think that the government should have a monopoly in that area.
Right, and there's obviously an inherent contradiction in the government's version of protection, which is basically give us money or we hurt you so that we can protect you.
Right. We need to make sure that robbery is stopped. So what we will do is we will demand that you give us money at the point of a gun if necessary. Because when it comes down, when taxation comes down to it, it is a group of people with more power taking money from one or more people with less power.
Right. And I'm actually in an interesting position, because when people say, oh, it's not backed by force, I can say, well, I spent a year in a cage for not doing what the IRS wanted.
Can you expound on that?
Voluntarily.
Can you expound on that?
I was charged, the story is this giant other thing that has nothing to do with philosophical issue, but for not sending in pieces of paper to the IRS. It wasn't tax evasion, it wasn't hiding, it wasn't lying, just not sending in a piece of paper. Not even the little green pieces of paper, just a white piece of paper that says 1040 on it. They put me on trial, they did an armed invasion of my house, and years later they put me on trial, and then they stuck me in prison for, the sentence was 15 months, came down to just over a year. So that, I only bring it up.
If you would have tried to evade whomever it was that, you know, finally put cuffs on you or whatever,
they would have shot
that
me.
Individual would have shot you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, so to say that taxes are anything but armed robbery is really dodging the issue. You can claim that a majority of people somehow usurp the right of a minority of people, in which case you essentially support things like the gassing of Jews, the chattel slavery of black people, like every other incident where a majority of people used power against a minority of people. That's what you're supporting there. But that's what taxation is.
Right, right. Like the notion, you know, that the state plays the game of democracy, which I think is the tyrant's best friend, which says that, well, if five people decide to kill four people or rob them or beat them up, well, that's democracy and that's legislation and that's the system we were in, so, and it's not okay. But and almost everybody who supports the state supports forced extortion in the name of taxation. They want it for different things. Some people want to rob me to pay for a big war machine. Some want to rob me to pay for a welfare state. Nobody who believes in government doesn't want to rob me. Some want to rob me only a little bit. The constitutionalists only want to rob me a tiny bit with certain excise taxes.
Yeah, right. I'm a Quaker. I go to Quaker meeting on a, you know, a reasonably regular basis. I wish I could say every single week, but you know, and these are pacifists. They're part of the peace church. Quakers have their stock and trade is in pacifism. However, they support big government in the area of, you know, the social welfare system and things like that. And I've had a very difficult time showing some Quakers that, in fact, government is force every single time.
Yeah.
The government is only the most successful gang in a given geographic area. Yeah, that gang may have a strange way of appointing dons. It may ask, I mean, you know, how, what is popular? You know, obviously, so they find a way to popularly support their programs, and that's democracy.
Right, right. And I mean, I've often said that not all anarchists are pacifists, but all true pacifists are anarchists, because government is completely incompatible with the non-aggression principle. There has never been a government in the history of the world that didn't threaten innocent people.
Now, I would claim that anarchism is a misuse of the English language, that anarchism means no rulers, one must rule oneself, so at the very least we would be autoarchists or voluntarists or whatever.
But right, well, voluntarists, I'll settle for.
We'll parse terms later if you'd like. You have written a book that it's the world's most dangerous religion, statism. What are the similarities between the idea that somehow people in Washington, D.C. can, you know, legitimately extort money to feed people in Los Angeles, or legitimately extort money to fly remote control airplanes to drop hellfire missiles on people in Afghanistan? What are the similarities between that belief and a religion?
Well, I used to think government was like a religious belief until I came to realize it absolutely 100% is a religious belief. It's a belief in a non-existent mythical superhuman entity that has rights that human beings don't have, that can issue commands, and if we mortals disobey, it is a sin and we should be punished, and that we should be blessed and praised and rewarded for blind obedience to whatever commands it issues. It's not human, and nobody pretends that the people in Congress are just like you and me. Like, we don't have the right which tax anybody. So it really is people hallucinating something that is not there and worshiping it.
So this, it's to some extent, what we'll often hear is people that claim to have, I've sworn an oath to the Constitution. And, you know, it's kind of like when you join a church and you swear into whatever particular denomination that it is that one swears into. You.
It's a lot like a church. Sorry, just joining the show here, I had some technical difficulties. But the state is really, it's a crazy religion, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'll, you know, I'll offend some people here, but when after years and years of doing it myself, when I finally thought about, I pledge allegiance to a flag and to a republic. What on earth is that?
It's clearly idol worship.
A piece of a symbol of a ruling class. I pledge allegiance. No, I don't. I pledge allegiance to morality and truth, and heck with all governments.
Yeah, you know, I used to be the Republican sort, and you know the claim out there is always, we don't live in a democracy, we live in a republic. And I think that this is an interesting sort of sidestep to whatever issue there is. If you ask them what a republic is a place where we democratically elect officials, but we all have rights. And this was the terminology that we used, but exactly where has this other republic that historically existed prior to the existence of the United States that respected rights, where is this place?
Yeah, well, it's part of the mythology we're taught. And when people say, well, this is a republic, I say, well, what, like the Weimar Republic that turned into Nazi Germany, or the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Democratic People's Republic of China, or the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. They all worked out swell and really honored individual rights.
It's a meaningless word intended to sidestep the issues and to support one's political party.
Yeah, and it's part of the mythology we're taught about. We're the greatest and we're free because we have masters who serve us. I mean, if you look into the terminology, it's all insane. It's like, if they boss you around and take your money, they're not serving you. Nope. They're not representing you. They're just crooks.
These people don't act like servants.
Right. If you had a servant that robbed you and bossed you around and threw you in a cage if you disobeyed him, you'd probably fire him if you
right.
could.
No police officer ever pulled me over, gave me a ticket, and then washed my car. Not servants.
All right, stand by. More coming up here. Larkin, you can stick with us, yes?
Yeah, one more, yeah.
One more segment with Larkin Rose here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest X, 855-453. If you've got a question for Larkin Rose, good time to call. We'll be right now. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about anything you want, even though we're out in the middle of the woods in the northern portion of New Hampshire, the beautiful White Mountains. The view is incredible, but the people are even better. The people, you know, there are some people that just don't understand, why would you move to New Hampshire from Florida? That's where I came from in 2006. And, you know, it's so warm down there. It's so cold up here. But for me, being cold a few months of the year, and I don't work outside, so it's not really that much of an issue because we have heat. But being a little bit chilly is so worth being around hundreds of people who love the ideas of freedom and who are not only just in love with those ideas, but willing to actually put something on the line to take their whole life from wherever it is they've come from and move to New Hampshire is a level of dedication that the average person who believes in liberty just doesn't have. And so I get the warmth of being around so many great people who actually care about freedom and are willing to do something. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And Porkfest is like the premier week for the Free State Project because it really is a community of those people who've come together all in the same campground for a 1 week time period, and we're on the last night of it tonight. And it's just, it's the best time you'll have, in my opinion. It's certainly my favorite week of the year, and I'm so glad to share it with you guys. So we're going to continue with actually your calls. 855-450-4. Is the toll-free number. Larkin Rose is joining us here in our studio at Rogers Campground at Porkfest X. We'll take your phone calls next.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, survival gear, the place to go is ManVentureOutpost.com. ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brands that you want at the lowest prices. I've ordered a great deal from ManVentureOutpost.com. My experience is every time I check, I can't find any place that is lower than ManVentureOutpost.com. That's why I claim rock bottom prices on fish finders, optics, apparel, tents, boating equipment, firearm accessories, ammunition. Everybody's looking for ammunition these days. ManVentureOutpost.com is family owned. Like I said, I've been buying them for years. You can trust them. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Larkin Rose still here with us. Timmy J is on the line listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. Timmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mark and Larkin.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I do appreciate it very much, and I just wanted to say that you all are discussing some very interesting things. And I have to admit, I'm not familiar with Free State or the Porcupine Festival, but I did want to say that it looks like you have identified some problems. I myself am not totally happy with government, but I'm not totally unhappy with government. And I wanted you to, if you would please share and educate me as to, with the Free State Project, how would we educate people? How would the healthcare system work and those types of needs that the people would have?
Well, my very simple overarching answer to all of that would be whatever you as a human being have a right to do, you as a human being have a right to do. And we can organize and we can cooperate and we can do all sorts of things. The only thing the government actually adds is force. In other words, if people want to get together to help the poor or to build a new school or whatever, they have a million different ways they can do that voluntarily. Government has one way to do it, which is it says, hey, if you vote for me, I will go out there and tax people, which means I will demand money from people and do nasty things to anybody who doesn't pay up, and then I'll fund a school or help the poor or whatever it is. That's what every political candidate does. He promises to forcibly control us and take our money in the name of doing some good thing for us. The trouble is, as long as we think that game is legitimate, as long as we go that route to try to solve any problem, the tyrants always win and we always lose. Like, if you and I have different priorities about something, we're interested in different things or whatever, if both of us are of the mindset that we run to government and say, I want to vote for government to take your money to fund what I care about, and you want to run to government to take my money to fund what you care about, we're always at odds. I mean, the idea that democracy is about getting along is BS. Mm. Democracy is about deciding whose preferences and values will be smashed into your neighbor's head.
You're pitting people against one another.
Absolutely. And so if we get along and view each other as equals, like we each own ourselves, we can cooperate and organize in a million different ways, like I said, but as soon as we go to government for a way to solve things, it's always fighting over the club of government and how are we going to force our ideas on other people. And that never ends in freedom or justice. It doesn't even end in any problems being solved. It just ends in eternal conflict.
It's a power struggle where one side gets control of the guns of the state, and then they use that to enforce their will on everybody else. And then the other people get all riled up over that, and they take back the guns of the state for their side, and then they pass some more laws that restrict the people that just pass laws against them. Of course, all this time, none of the laws are getting repealed for the most part. So it's just growing government on top of government, on top of intrusiveness, on top of expensive and outrageous behavior. Timmy, your thoughts?
Well, you really said a lot. I'll give you that. But do you really think that it would be possible, and I'm not against what you're doing, so don't take what I'm saying the wrong way, but do you really think it's possible for, let's say we have 325, 345 million people, like in the United States, do you feel like it would be possible for all of us, living in the real world, would it be possible for all of us to cooperate and try to help each other? I mean, will history ever show that has actually ever happened?
Well, I'd say the vast majority of human history is a history of cooperation. Now, you picked the United States, which is some lines on a map that some people who successfully killed other human beings, drew and said, this spot's ours. I don't know why in particular those lines matter, but okay, we'll use that area. I don't think, I'm all for government. I'm against the state, which is forcing your ideas of governance on me. So I think you should get together with people with whom you agree to do projects with, that you're of value to you. I just don't think you should force those projects on other people. And if you do force those, projects on other people, I think they should be able to use retaliatory violence against you.
So you are saying, though, you are for government, but just for a government that would have no power, as in a toothless tiger.
Well, let's imagine for a second. Recently, the Supreme Court just claimed that you can have the right to remain silent once you voice that you want the right to remain silent. You can't actually be silent and have the right to remain silent. You have to ask for it in a 5-4 decision. So essentially, the only real lawmaking body in the nation, the Supreme Court, because they're the ones that finally decide whether a law is a law, decided 5-4. They couldn't, the greatest legal minds in the nation couldn't decide whether or not this was a good idea, but you and I have to follow it. So, yeah, I think that a toothless tiger is better than one that's eviscerating all of us.
Yeah, now, this may be slightly confusing for you, being on the phone, because you're talking to three different people here, and we basically agree, but I would say that, you know, the question of can we trust people and can we cooperate, and when it's this many people, the only thing that, like I said, the only thing that government adds is violence, is force. And the idea that people are untrustworthy, and I hear this a lot because I wouldn't call anything legitimate government, and that's a slight disagreement in at least terminology I have with Mark. The idea that people say, well, I don't trust everyone, so we need government. I don't trust people. And I say, well, what species is in government? Last I checked, it's run by people. And it's not even run by good people. It's run by people that we pretty much all agree are a bunch of lying crooks. So the idea that a centralized power makes us better, it doesn't logically hold up. And the second part of that is when people say, well, I don't trust people to care for their neighbors and to help each other. And I say, well, then why is it that 50% of the country votes for a government that promises to help the poor? Obviously, those people voting care about the poor. Just take away the government, make it stop stealing $2 trillion a year from those people, and they can do it themselves with their own money.
Timmy, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Good questions at 855-450-FREE. Again, that's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. I have to say, Larkin, I totally agree with your perspective on that issue. But it's hard. You know, it's hard for people who are just coming across these ideas to really envision how things could work without having this centrally controlling monopoly that we're so used to, padded around our whole lives.
Yeah, and I think it's worth pointing out that, you know, I used to be a statist and used to assume that there has to be some massive centralized government authoritarian plan, and it is tough to see the world in the
different way. It's always been, right?
So if that government can do one thing, whatever that one thing is, and I don't care if it's raising money to educate kids or raising money to drop bombs, then it can do anything. At that point, anything's legitimate, and we can see that throughout human history. If you look at the 20th century, the killingest force on the planet was the state.
All right, more coming up here. Larkin, thanks for sitting in with us as always. LarkinRose.com is his website. Get more of his videos and essays, books, and that sort of thing over there. We'll continue here live from Porkfest X in moments with Hour 2.
Online Bitcoin poker at SealsWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealsWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealsWithClubs.eu. No silver hunt in the making of this advertisement.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong, This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.